sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, January 6th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Breaking news right now, speaking at a podium in Ottawa, Canada. Justin Trudeau resigns as the head of Canada's Liberal Party. Not exactly sure what that means with regards to being its prime minister, but he is resigning. Pretty interesting. Well, also running in Washington, D.C. right now as they prepare for the Electoral College to cast the votes to make it official, the electors of the Electoral College sent their slate votes for Donald Trump to be the 47th president happens today. Kind of interesting that Trudeau is resigning simultaneously the day that Donald Trump is being elected president of the United States. Now, of course, they're mislabeling it. I'm monitoring Fox News in the background right now. The official 2024 election certification, that's not what it is. It is not the official 2024 election certification. That's not what it is. It is the election held by the Electoral College electors. But they don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand truly what's happening. So this is what they have mistakenly labeled it as. But it's okay. Congresswoman from Florida is talking about how they are unified behind the Speaker Mike Johnson, and that they have an agenda that they're moving forward with. It's ambitious. The GOP is going to use reconciliation to bypass the Senate filibuster. Whoa. That's huge. That has not been done in years past because they realize that when they lose the next election, the Democrats could do it. Well, guess what? They don't care. It's game on. Their caucus, Republican House and Senate, are focused like laser beams on enacting Donald Trump's day one agenda. It is going to be a very productive January 20th. I'm telling you, the train has already left the train station. They are shoveling coal into this steam engine, and this thing is building up steam, and it is going to take off. Absolutely going to take off, flying down the tracks. This is going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Certifying his nominees for his cabinet, various departments, hitting the ground running on day one. Unlike what he did back in 2017. Not going to happen this time. Donald Trump understands the process. He knows how quickly the 4 years go by, and he's absolutely hitting the ground running. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. The Michigan Democrat Party, well, they too are electing a new chair for their party. They held an event on Saturday. The candidates wanting to run for the new chairmanship. Well, the topic came up when asked about Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan during this forum on Saturday. One of the candidates running to be the new chair is Curtis Hertel Jr. He said Democrats, quote, have to be willing to punch him in the mouth and say exactly who he is, end quote, said Hertel. The idea that Duggan is trying to run as an independent is absolutely wrong. We have seen people that run populist campaigns paid for by billionaires, and that's exactly what Mike Duggan is doing. In early December, Duggan announced he is running for governor in the 2026 election cycle as an independent. Several pundits saw this as a calculated move by Duggan, separating himself from a possibly competitive Democratic primary, as well as giving himself extended time to court centrist and non-party loyalist voters. At the Saturday Michigan Democratic Party Chair Candidate Forum, it was hosted by the Washtenaw County Democratic Party in Ann Arbor, demonstrated exactly how building an anti-Duggan strategy will be on the next party leader's to-do list. Hertel said the idea that he actually stood up at the Democratic National Committee and showed up every time that the vice president was here and now wants to demonize this very party using right-wing tropes is absolutely ridiculous, said Hertel. Okay, I'm going to stop right here. They don't understand that you're not going to win voters over by attacking another candidate. Negative campaigning does not work. Most of the time, attacking an opponent is not usually a successful tactic to use in a campaign. So if they think, the Democrats think, that they're going to win people to vote for their Democratic candidate by attacking independent Mike Duggan, it's good news for Republicans. It's great news for Republicans running a candidate of the people, by the people, for the people, that are going to undo the things that this Democrat governor and her trifecta government in Lansing have done to our state for the last 2 years, while the Democrats are going to be attacking and focusing in on attacking independent Mike Duggan, well, it's not going to work. So go ahead, keep doing it. Because it's not going to work, you'll find this out. LaVara Barnes, the outgoing chair of the Michigan Democrat Party, announced less than 2 weeks after the November election that she would not be seeking a return to the party's top leadership post. The job will be up for election during the state convention on February 22nd. This is the same day the Republicans will be having their state convention. There was commentary after an audience question to the panel from Vincent Ellie, a 2020 and 2022 Democratic precinct delegate from Chelsea. He asked the chair candidates, how are they going to deal with Duggan's desertion from the party? In order to vote, someone must be a Michigan precinct delegate member for at least 30 days prior to the convention. meaning residents have until January 23rd to become a member and vote for the party's next chair. This is the process of the Democrat Party, not the Republican Party. Additionally, chair candidates, in addition to East Lansing Democrat Hertel, a former state senator, and also a past legislative affairs director for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So far, his opponents, Mark Ludwig, chair of the Michigan Democrat Party's Rural Caucus, Al Williams, Detroit-based president of African American Leadership Institute. Williams is what one would call a diehard Coleman Young Democrat from Detroit. He chose to answer the question, saying that, quote, Mayor Mike Duggan is the fox in the hen house, and we should never have let him get this close to our party. Williams believes Duggan used the Democratic label to get elected as Wayne County prosecutor back in 2000. This is when he started his political run as a Democrat. To let him and his son into the hen house, take all of our data, all of our relationships, and then walk away with it, is what Williams basically had to say about Duggan. He can't come to me and ask for anything. He can't be my friend after what he's done to our party. I feel betrayed, absolutely betrayed. Williams said that it's going to be up to the next Michigan Democratic Party chair and the Democrats to make sure that they win in 2026, they must put together a strategy to beat Duggan. Okay, stop. I have got to comment here. I am so excited that the leadership, the new leadership that's going to be running the Michigan Democratic Party, feels that they have to totally focus on defeating Duggan in November of 2026, because he won't be in a primary election, because he's running as an independent, he's going to be on the ballot as an independent in November, the general election. If they're laser focused on beating him as the independent, that's great news for the Republican candidate, whoever that might be. Because very simply, they're laser focused on Duggan, the independent. They won't be focused on the Republican. So, yes, this is interesting story to know what the other side is doing and who potentially could end up being their chair of this party. Very, very, very interesting. When asked what else the next Michigan Democratic Party chair candidate is calling for, well, Hertel proposed building regional donor tables where donors could hear pitched ideas and races where they might be able to invest their money locally at the regional level, not just statewide. He described the need for year-round Democratic organizers working outside of the election season, as well as a need to stop bringing in out-of-state staff to run these campaigns and get out the vote efforts. We got to stop this whole idea of people don't matter until it's September of an election year. This is the way they see it. What we're doing is we're losing the connection by not being on the ground for the entire cycle. Ludwig, one of the other candidates, described the party as having a universal negligence problem. It affects our members and all of our county parties. Our employees lack direction, and our party officers are notably absent from the media or even at our country club events. Our fundraising base and our volunteer base are cannibalized by third parties. Third parties that cannot coordinate with us and don't always have our best interests at heart. Another candidate, Williams, talked about doing membership card checks on Democratic lawmakers, not wanting candidates to ask for their support if they're giving tax breaks to large corporations, cozying up to DTE, and not standing with black women and labor groups, especially in Detroit. He also illustrated the party's own issues when it comes to racial segregation. Separation is not good. Like having two separate youth groups back when Mark Brewer was chair. A majority white youth caucus and then basically all black members calling themselves young Dems. Don't carry the D in the state legislature or the state senate and not carry the Democratic membership card in your wallet. We're bringing membership cards back. And you better have one in your wallet. Well, in the end of this candidate forum, Ludwig took a swing at Hertel, referring to him as being a creature of Lansing. He expressed that becoming the next Michigan Democratic Party chair should not be Hertel's consolation prize for losing the 7th congressional district race to former state rep and state senator Tom Barrett, Republican from Charlotte. Hertel should not automatically be the next chair just because he lost a congressional race. Good point. Very good point. And here's the final thought, comment I'm going to have about this story. It gives me great pleasure to read that they are going to focus on fighting Duggan, the independent, and not the Republican in 2026 midterm governor's election. Fantastic. Good job. You guys do that. You totally focus on Duggan. Because as they're attacking him, driving his negatives up, they in turn will not win voters over to vote for their Democratic candidate. It doesn't work. All the Republicans are going to have to do is talk about the positive things he will do for the state of Michigan when he's the next governor sworn in January of 2027. That will be a winning strategy. Absolutely something that's got to happen. How many bills are headed to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk for signature? We've got that story pulled up. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want